Evening, everyone. This is the Polyvinyl Craftsman 269.
Thank you.
underground with what present with what's going on. Before that, I played Ty Segall with Come Outside, and this is Dinosaur Jr. with Goggle.
And I couldn't remember what it was.
I see you every once in a while. Forget where I stand in the world. I sprint without prevention. Could it ever bring me well?
This is Coop. Here's my first one for 269. I think Leggers might have played the Wave Pictures version of this a few shows back. So here's the original. It's Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Stopping at the lower Just you and me, girl, was a beautiful time. Ah, yeah. Said I felt so happy. My, my, my. I was through it, died in pain.
Stop!
That was Primal Scream with Damage from Screamadelica. This is. Hold on, Leg, as I heard a rumour.
Yeah, I've heard a rumour.
Tell us the rumour. Is it a confirmed rumour?
I heard this through my Samsung TV that Prince William.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still a prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a king yet.
Yeah, he didn't come through Essex today.
No, but he just. Well, he's not cutting the rug.
What's he doing?
That's all I've heard. And I'm not
Prince William is not cutting a rug.
That's all I'm saying. Yes, I said that. Yeah.
Sacrilege.
This morning in Woodham Ferries.
You have to get a bit closer, Miggins.
This morning in Woodham Ferries, I was confronted with four police motorcycles.
Four?
Four.
Yeah.
You'd have to get much closer.
Four police motorcycles, two police cars, about six black plain unmarked cars with
postman Pat Thomas the Tank Engine,
two vans,
another
two cars and another four motorcycles.
Was it
and they stopped the road while they all drove along,
and who was it?
Was it
don't know, got no idea. That's what I'm hoping.
Who do you reckon it was? I reckon it's David Amis.
I'd say it was Osama bin Laden.
Hilda Ogden,
could have been Hilda Ogden. It looked important. It was in Woodham Ferries. It's the most exciting place in England,
of course.
You know, so it's got to be someone important, because only someone important would go to Woodham Ferries.
It was May, wasn't it? I bet it's Theresa May.
Oh, it could have been, couldn't it?
I bet it was.
I bet it's the Tory heartland.
I used to deliver frames.
To Theresa May?
To Woodham Ferries.
Ah!
Yeah. They're a strange bunch over there.
I used to think Ferris.
Yeah, Pam Ferris. Stay away from
this. Is going downhill very quickly.
Brush your teeth.
Right, this is the Little Red Riders with Juice.
No, Pam I'm going to play some Let That Go Word. Fit up in 10 on 269.
Who's it by?
It's by Lucas.
Yes,
no, it's Lucas Trouble. That's easy to say. But it's Let That Go Word on 269. Yeah. We're 6 years we're doing this. Right, okay, I'm going to play it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
69.
Okay, that was Captain Beefheart.
Yeah.
And his magic band. And it was Here I Am, I Always Am. And then this is the Dug Dugs with Meditation. That was Dug Dugs, as I said earlier. This is Heavy Trash, and it's a track called Disco Billy, and it's off of their Noir album. Who?
I'm Dama.
Sorry, I missed what you said.
I invented, well, not invented, but you know when people say, why are pirates called pirates? Because they are.
Because they are.
So I thought along the lines, the joke is the R bit, isn't it? So I came up with this. What's a pirate's favourite retail shop? Argos.
Argos.
Oh, thank you.
Argos. I think that's very good.
Thank you, ladies.
Oh, I forgive the mic knocking.
What's
peg leg on the floor.
What's a pirate's favourite lorry? Articulated.
Transmission 269. This is Granddaddy with I Don't Want to Live Here Anymore.
As it was for me to see your face today, I guess I knew that it would happen at some point. And I dreaded it because I knew that you would be so kind. You're good at that, you've got it right down to a science. So you observe the strict rules laid out in the books of etiquette and tell me you hope I enjoy my stay. And I feel numb and I can't believe that I was stupid enough to leave my bed today. If I'm so smart, then why is this happening? This fucking town, you cannot even leave your fucking house. Not running into someone who no longer cares about you. Somebody whom you desperately want to see, but you know it's only going to cause more grief. If there is nothing left to say, and he can't hear you anyway. So confusing, 'cause I really want to hate you, but my intellect reminds me that that doesn't make no sense. And I wanted to be your friend, but I couldn't pull it off in the end. And I'm disappointed with myself, 'cause I thought I could. But then again, you always made it clear that you do not care either way, which begs the question, how can I still claim to love you? You told me time and time again,
that you don't lose, you always win, and that to make an effort would just be beneath you. This fucking town, you cannot even leave your fucking house without running into someone who no longer cares about you. Somebody whom you desperately want to see, but you know it's only going to cause more grief. There is nothing left to say, he can't hear you anyway.
Next one, so we got a room full of pirates here. This is True Thrush by Dan Deacon. Thank you.
Yes. It's 269. By Jowhead, Kate Shep, Gal. For my first three, here it is.
Okay, this is Miggins. I've got three more records to play, and I'm going to start with the Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer.
Two, six, nine. This is the Milkshakes with That's My Revenge.
Thank you.
These are my last three for transmission 269. Oh, that wasn't a ting. The thing upside down. That's a ting.
That's cash, man.
Cash money. This is
hard
cash. This is Eldridge Holmes with Humpback. That was David Bowie with The Man Who Sold the World, and my last one is going to be Gruff Rhys with Year of the Dog. You've got three more from Lagden after this.
Fuck.
Yes. Tis I. You're here again for my last three of 269. It will be Wesley Willis. I think it's called Cows, I mean, but I'm not sure. But anyway, here it is. Without the echo, that's Wesley Willis.
This beast comes out when it is 25 degrees below zero. It can rip your head off. It can fly as high as a bird. It can bite your face.
The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow.
This beast killed as many as 100,000 people. Its wings can flap like a bird. It can break a glass. It can also stab you in the ass.
The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow.
Attacked my brother. It stabbed him in the ass while he was in the cold. His hands were frostbitten. His hands were also numb.
The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference.
269 Rocco.
Gentle reader, we see God through our assholes in the flesh bulb of orgasm. Through these orifices, transmute your body. The way out is the way in. Now I, William Seward, will unlock my word hoard. My Viking heart fares over the great brown river, where motors putt, putt, putt in jungle twilight, and old trees float with huge snakes in the branches, and sad-eyed memers watch the shore. Across the Missouri field, the boy finds a pink arrowhead. Out along distant train whistles, comes back to me, hungry as a street boy, don't know to peddle the ass God gave him. Gentle reader, the word will leap on you with leopard man iron claws. It will cut off fingers and toes like an opportunist land crab. It will hang you and catch your jism like a scrutable dog. It will coil around your thighs like a bushmaster and inject a shot glass of rancid ectoplasm. I am not American Express.